This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Results are finally out for Zimbabwe's presidential election. 5 weeks after the vote, the Electoral Commission has reported that opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai won more votes than President Robert Mugabe. The exact tally was reported as 47.9% for Tsvangirai, 43.2% for Mugabe. That means a runoff election would be necessary. The opposition immediately challenged the results, saying Tsvangirai won the election outright. The Bush administration said the tally has serious credibility problems because of the long delay. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton has more.
For weeks, there was talk of a rerun, a recount, a review, and a runoff. All the R's, except the results. Now the results are out, pointing to a runoff. But the political deadlock continues in Zimbabwe. The opposition candidate, Morgan Tsvangirai, won the first round, beating veteran President Robert Mugabe. But the Electoral Commission said Tsvangirai did not get the 50% plus one votes needed to avoid a second round. Opposition spokesman Nelson Chamisa dismissed the outcome as a clear scandal and criminal. He said that independent vote tallies showed that Morgan Tsvangirai clearly won the election and now was preparing to form a new government. However, President Mugabe's deputy information minister and ZANU-PF party spokesman Bright Matonga said there would be a runoff and that Zimbabwe's octogenarian leader was preparing for the second round.
President Mugabe is our candidate. He's going to contest and we're looking forward to a runoff. We are following our constitution, not people's wishes.
So Zimbabweans went to vote for their new president on March 29th, but 5 weeks later seemed no closer to knowing who that might be. Since then, they've had to put up with more economic hardship, plus painful evidence of a campaign of torture, beatings and intimidation, allegedly mounted by Mugabe's supporters. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Johannesburg.